Hello.
Hello, this is Pete from Bank of Cardiff. The call just dropped.
Yes, we got cut off. I came back and I needed to get some information on your business equipment financing.
Perfect, perfect. Can I just grab the 16-digit reservation code that was on the mail that you got so I can
Yes.
pull up your file here? Thank you.
2511 0401 0023 9790.
Perfect. Let me pull this up real quick. One more second. Is this Abdi?
Yes.
Perfect. And Abdi, is this 714-448-9869 number the best number to reach you back if it drops again?
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. I'm just gonna have you confirm a couple pieces of information that we have on the business, and then I'd be happy to answer any questions you have and get you into the right program here. Is that good? Perfect. Legal
Sure.
name of the business is BB Suite Factory, correct?
That's right.
Perfect. And is that the DBA name as well?
Yes.
And what kind of structure is the business? A corporation, LLC,
Yes,
sole prop?
corporation.
S Corp or C Corp?
S.
S Corp. And how long have you had been in business for?
This corporation for 15 years.
15. Perfect. And Abdi, are you the 100% owner?
My wife and I, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. 50-50. And one last thing, can you confirm the address on file for me, please?
862 Town Center Drive, Pomona, California, 91767.
Perfect. Right here in California. Yeah, so tell me a little bit about what you're trying to do, what kind of equipment you're looking at, and I'd be happy to point
Okay.
you in the right direction.
Actually, it's not for the current business that I have. I'm starting to do some homework. I am in the process of opening up a retail store at the mall in the food court.
For the sweets industry and candy, or what kind of food?
Food, more like lunch and dinner, crepe and gyro.
Okay, crepes and gyro. I love gyros, ate those all the time. Half Greek.
Yeah.
Very good,
Oh,
very good.
yeah. So you know about it.
All you need is really, it's a very good product to sell in that kind of environment. It's very cost
That's
effective.
right.
You just get that one, you get the one lamb and beef rod, and you get that spinning, and all you need is pita and some condiments, and you're ready.
Yeah, that's it.
Very, very easy. So, what type of equipment are you looking to get here? Some basic the gyro equipment and some other kitchenware.
It's all the equipment. It's an empty space that I'm going to be renting soon, so I wanted to get some information before and
Oh, perfect. So, is this have you have any experience besides the BB Sweets Factory? Is that a that's not retail, right? You're just
no, it's a
pr
wholesale
producing. It's
suite.
wholesale.
Yeah.
Perfect. So, do you have any experience in this industry as far as the lunch and dinner, and the food court scene is a little bit different than your typical restaurant, obviously.
That's right.
What made you want to expand into this area?
My son had a sub shop, and so it's going to be a family business, and my son is going to be running the business.
Okay, is he still currently running the sub shop?
No, actually, last year he sold it.
Oh, good for him. So, you just taking a look at the what the costs and all of the logistics behind
Right.
getting the equipment. Do you have a start date or a soft opening that you're planning on?
Sometimes in January.
Okay, so right after the end of this year. Perfect. So, have you reached out to a specific vendor or gotten any quotes or anything of that nature?
I have talked to a company. I'm waiting for them to put a proposal together, and I wanted to know what the procedure would be to get started for the loan.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what company you're talking to as far as the vendor goes?
Orchid Facility Services.
I think I'm familiar with them. Do you have expected costs for this, or what have you budgeted for? Are you just waiting
about
to see what they say for?
About 250, but I don't have the exact numbers yet.
Okay, good. So you have a relative idea of what you want, though.
Right.
Okay. Everything's going to be new, I'm assuming?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So what kind of return are you expecting to get onto this business, or how long do you think it'll be till the cash flows? That's probably hard to quantify or say.
Yeah, it is. But it's early in the game. But I would think from day one at the food court in the mall, there are people there every day, so it's not something that has to be established and people get to know, like if you open up something on a street.
Exactly. It's a lot of foot traffic and there's less,
right.
I guess you would call it opinionated consumers. They just want food and keep shopping.
That's
it's
right.
Not, I understand. That's a good idea. It definitely makes sense. Here, so we've gone over the vendor, and have you looked anywhere else for financing? Does your vendor offer in-house financing at all?
No, they don't.
Okay. Have you gone to your bank?
No.
Any particular reason, or just the time in business for this new startup that you don't think you would get approved, or is it a credit issue?
Yeah, it's a new business. No, there is no credit issue. It's a new business, and banks are a little bit harder to get something for a new business. So I wanted
Definitely.
To see what your programs would be. So I have a few months to work on it, so I thought I'd give myself a head start.
No, that's very good. I would definitely tell anybody to do that. I would recommend that. So you said your credit's pretty good, though. It's good, bad, in the middle, you know, over 700, over 600.
Over 700.
That's very good for equipment. Equipment financing is very, like a traditional car loan, almost think of it. It's very heavily predicated on the personal credit. And, you know, time in business is a factor, but you have another business before that you've been in the industry for a while, so I think that will definitely help your case. So this is all good. The 700 is very good. What are your gross annual sales like for BB Sweet Factory currently?
900,000.
Well, good. You've been doing, has it been around that for the past 10, 15 years, or has it been growing substantially, or?
Yeah, it's growing a little, but basically the same.
Okay, perfect. So, just to run it over, the equipment financing, just to give you an overview of what the process is like, I would need an application, which I would send you, and then a quote for the equipment, and also some business bank statements from BB Sweet Factory. Just because you're looking for a substantial amount of equipment, I'm foreseeing they're going to want to take a look at some bank statements as well, and possibly a tax return. And then once we get all that information, the quote is the most important part, though, and the application. But once we get that, it'll take us about a day or two to issue an approval. Once we issue the approval, there is usually some back-end stipulations, maybe a site inspection or things of that nature. But once we get that approval done, we'll have you sign documents, get the back-end stips done, and another couple days after that, we pay the vendor directly, and they deliver it to you, so you don't have
right.
any of that yeah. to worry about. Depending on which program, sometimes they require first and last month's payment up front, but it's very standard, 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments, interest rates for good credit. You know, you might not qualify for A tier, but you'll be, you know, in the mid single digit rates.
Okay, is this going to go on my credit or on the business credit?
Good question. So while we do take a look at the personal credit, it's only a factor that we use that is actually going to go onto your business credit. So it'll actually help the health of the business in the long run when it's over. And because it is a startup, it's really going to help establish that good business credit.
Okay, let me do some homework. Let me get a proposal, and as soon as I have more information, I will get in touch with you guys.
Hey, Abdi, can I grab an email from you, and I'll just shoot over my information, and we'll circle back and touch base later on in the month?
Let me do my homework, and I will give you a call back.
Okay, no problem. Do you have my number?
All right. Yes, I do.
85822. This is my number is different from the one that you had called.
Is this a good number that you called me?
Yeah, the 858-225-2347. Perfect.
2347.
Perfect. Yeah. All right, we'll stay in touch then.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.